Hello, 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 guys. A very happy September from the High Load Podcast. My name is Omboy, and you know what? Hello, September babies. I hope niliwazishia mwezi vizuri, by the way. You know what? Yeah, manze. The whole of this month, kila kitu yenye tunasema, manze, everything is amen. Yeah? Starting from good health, amen. Good podcasts, amen. Good music, amen. Good acting, amen. Everything is just amen, manze. Good health, eh? Money, financial stability, amen. Good health, amen. Eh? Good jobs, amen. Good job, workplaces, amen. Everything is just amen here on the Hideout Podcast. And guess what? Guess what? Hideout Podcast is finally one. Huh? Happy birthday to Hideout Podcast, manze. Happy birthday! Hey, I'm so excited, you guys. Yani, vile tu siwezi scream, I can't scream here, but you know what? Happy birthday to Hideout Podcast. And yes, happy belated birthday to me. So today is on 7th of September. Manze, last year, a time like this, nilikuwa nimeshika simu hivi. Najaribu kufinya record, nijaribu kwa rekodia about conmen. Nikakaa hivi, nafikiria, manze. Yani, ata hiyo content itawabamba kweli. But then I was like, whatever happens, manze. Let me just try it. If it works, it works. If it fails, it fails. So, you know, me being me, nikajidoubt. I really doubted myself. I really doubted my worth at that particular time. And then I was like, let me just try, you know. I'm this kind of a person who, if I want to take a risk, believe you me, I'll definitely take that risk, yeah? Whether I really won't care if it works out or not. Because the thought that actually matters the most is, did I try? Let me tell you guys, so last year, as I started like this podcast, yeah? I was introduced to this podcast thing by a friend. So she really convinced me, as in ushaipata mse anaku convince tu wanze kitu, anaku convince kabisadi. I was like, let me try this thing and maybe see how it actually works. So I really went, nikakaa hivi, nika download this Anchor FM. And yeah, so this was after my birthday because my birthday is on 1st. So I decided zile za like, nishazeeka bana. Yani, I will never try anything new kwa hii maisha yangu. And because I have this passion for media, and that particular time, like, tulikuwa tushasimamishwa job where I was that time. So I decided, like, why not? Let me just try this podcast thing and actually see how it actually goes. So here I was, nika downloaded the Anchor FM. And yeah, so I think that is just how I started because my sister was like, see, you can just try. Sini kuongea tu. And then we had this good friend of ours, anaitwa Mokami. So she was like, wewe jaribu, just try. So I decided, zileza, like, let me just try. Hey, content ilikuwa. Now let me tell you. As in, like, content si ati ilikuwa, but I had this idea that I can tell you guys because we, hey, mumeni ibia Nairobi. Kai. Yeah, you guys. Yani, mi nimeibiwa hii Nairobi, nimeibiwa. Yani, mlibakisha tu roho, ni roho tu amku niibia, but we? So, I decided as in like, maybe that will be an interesting story. So let me just try to like, you know, I wasn't sure about this podcast thing, but one thing I was sure is, I could actually like I'm a good storyteller. I don't know if I am. You, I'll let you be the judge. But if you asked me, I think I'm not that bad to storytell. So I decided, like, let me just give these people a good story about how I've been conned, vile nimeibiwa and all that. And you know, that is how I think, because I tried telling you that was just as in, you know, as in, like, we all have a story to tell. Now this is where the introduction of this Hideout podcast comes in. We all have a story to tell, and we are all stories to be told. So I decided, zile za like, because now I have a story about being conned, and I know you people, you have stories about being conned. Let me try, as in, like, I just want you people to, like, maybe try and relate to my story, or let me try to relate to your stories either way. So nikamwona wapigie your story, because me and that babe that I had that time, yeah, tulikoniwa manze, tulikoniwa. And I really thank God for her mom, because eh, like, her mom was just there for us. Unajua alitupeleka hadi huko hivyo, tukaenda tukapewa nitongwa nini? Hiyo namba yenye mnapewa huko police station, the OB. I think ni I don't know, sitaki kuchoma. But so as in, like, tukapewa hiyo kitu, but you know what, as in, like, I think those people are just, as in, like, all my police, they're just used to hearing this. Ruiru, ayeyeye, watu wangu si muhame, complex, hama ruiru, tafadhali, before we biwe, hey, jamani, yani ruiru, hey, ruiru, ata kuna wimbo, there is another Kikuyu song inasemanga, ruiru, as in, like, ruiru, utaibiwa, hey, mliniibia jamani. I used to stay in Kamulu sikuwaibiwa. Lakini sasa, now when I came to Ruiru, ashe! Yani, mlinigeuzia dunia, my earth was now upside down. But you know what? Thank God, because I had an amazing person, I had an amazing partner at that particular time. Like, yeah, alikuwa nani support, and you know what? As in, like, anytime ningetoka huko hivyo penye nimetoka, nimebiwa simu, narudi roho imeinama, at least I'll get, nimepikiwa some good food, and yeah. Okay, so back to us now, back to podcast. So it was really a very, you know, I always say, as in, like, the hardest part about starting something is you, as in, like, is you just making that decision, you know, making a decision to start something. That is now the hardest thing, yeah? But the minute you just start something, like, no matter how bad you think it sounds, no matter how bad you think other people will feel it is, as in, like, that decision, as in, like that bold move, that bold step of just deciding, like, let me just try, you know, as in, like, I always say, as in, like, it's the thought that actually counts. So I was here, and at least na feel ni kama niko na content, but ilikuwa tu your content moja ya your story. So I decided to, like, maybe tell you that story of how sisi tuliteseka, me and my babe that time, of how tuliibiwa and all that. And then I was like, okay, well, you people, you really supported me, because I really thank God because of you guys, as in, like, of my family, my friends, my online friends, you know. Anybody that any audience, any person that listens to Hideout podcast, I really want to thank you, because imagine 1 year of just me talking, 1 year of just of me just looking for something to give you, and then you're just seated there, you're just listening to my, yani, that is so much love, that is so much support, that is so much, I don't even know how to put it. Yani, anytime I just think of you guys as my audience, yani, my heart just melts with so much love, with so much joy, passion, and, you know, all that. As in, like, I just feel so supported kwa sababu. You know, the funny thing about podcast, as in, like, podcast si kama YouTube, you know, because YouTube utafungua pale, and then, like, you'll just be seeing Wamboi, nimeka hapo. And, you know, I'm just, like, trying, as in, like, you're just seeing, because, you know, a picture speaks a thousand words. So, here I am, all you just have to do is, like, just listen to my voice. Imagine msiana katuvi chini, and then anamwazileza, like, acha tu nitap kwa link ya Wamboi, and then you open my podcast, you open Hideout, and then you're just there, you're listening to my voice. Imagine you just seated there for, like, 30, 40 minutes. All you're just doing is listening to my voice. I don't know if I make you laugh. I don't know if some episodes makes you sad. But whatever feeling or emotion that you get from my podcast, I just want to thank you so much for you being because you've been such an amazing audience, you've been so supportive, you know. I've gotten so many feedbacks from you guys. You guys have always mekua anytime I would like maybe ask a question, because imagine let me now tell you one thing, by the way. Juzi, I went for an interview somewhere, and then nikiwa huko I was asked how many episodes I have. Aibu kwangu, you guys. I'm this kind of a person as in, like, me we ignore some things. I know ignorance is bad, but as in my mind, I was just sure it's 20 something. Like, Hideout has 20 something episodes. Now, when I was asked to like say the exact number of episodes that I have, hey, you guys, please, musini ruke Hideout podcast muende kwa podcast zingine. But hey, I failed that question terribly. London, nimeamka hivi, and then I'm like, today is 7th. Oh, happy birthday, my baby. Yeah, you know, this Hideout podcast is our baby, my baby, our baby, you know, because you guys have always been here. I don't know, it really doesn't matter whether you started with me from the start or ulinijoin huko katikati, ulitupata tukiwa podcast, tukiwa episode 2021, because right now as you're speaking, we are at podcast episode 2024, yeah? This is now going to be the 25th one. But I said, niliulizo yo swali niko na podcast episode ngapi? Imagine I say 26. Woo! Jesus wept. But then again, sawa tu. Pengine, you know, it's good to manifest. Maybe I was manifesting for two more episodes from now. And you see, this is one. Now we are going to get another good episode. And then sasa zitakuwa 26. And then we now move on, okay? So, as in, like, yani, I always feel so humbled anytime, like, I post, I tell you guys about my podcast episode, the new podcast episode that I have done, and then you guys just go and tap on the link, and then you listen to my voice. As in, I really find that so, yani, wa mnani, I don't know, as in, like, I am so grateful for you. I am so happy for you. I am so happy that you are here. I am so happy because you take your time. I am so happy because my voice consumes your bundles, but you really don't mind about that, because you know what? As in, like, you guys, you've just been so supportive. Huh? And let me just say this, as in, like, one thing I have really learned ever since I started this podcast last year, September, on 7th, a day like today, yeah? A day like today, on 7th September last year. As in, like, corona ilikuwa imeibe to hit, we were under a pandemic. Not that we are over the pandemic time, you know. But then again, like, the pandemic was, it was tea for tough. Hey, it was tea for tough. Imagine tulikuwa tumesimamishwa kazi penye nilikuwa, and I really loved that place where I was. It was a radio, and you know what? Yeah, it was so much fun. So me was like, manze, will I ever get this media job? As in, aki mungu, like, what now do you want from me? But you know what? As in, I can just tell you for a fact that, as in, like, everything always works out for good. Let me tell you. Everything always works out for good. That is a Bible verse. I really love that Bible verse. It's Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28, it says, It says, everything always works out for good for those who trust in the Lord, for those who are called according to his purpose. So, anything that happens in your life, whether it's job promotion, whether it's job demotion, you know, whether it's whatever kind of a loss that you experience in your lives, whether it's a relationship problems, whether it's divorce, whether it's mental health, as in, like, I'm just trying to, like, make you understand that everything always works out for good, yeah? And there is a season for everything, you know? Because I can tell you for a fact that if we were never told to, like, stop wherever I was working by then, kwa hiyo radio station, kama singesimamishwa job hiyo time, maybe I would have never, like, started this podcast. Yeah? Yeah, I hope I'm making sense. Maybe if you never met with whoever that you met at that particular time, as in like haungeko umefika penye uko. Maybe if you never implemented the idea that you had at that particular time, haungeko penye uko saizi. Because I can tell you for a fact that I have seen my friends grow, as in like I have seen my friends grow. They just started the business from an idea. Akakuwa zile za like, maybe I can, I think I'm good with nail, yo, kupaka kucha, watu nini, izo, cutex and all that. Guy, now this is my, where is my feminine side, bana? Ebu kuja, rudi, bana, rudi. Hey, yari cutex, yu jiri wepotea, eh? Do you still call it cutex, Missy Jui? But I hope you still do. Kwa sababu, you know, nafikiria ntaanza kuweka hizo nails. Alafu ntaanza, I think ntajua jina sasa vizuri. Now, yeah, I just feel like I am so proud of myself. Yeah, actually I am proud of myself because, now let me tell you one thing, yeah? Imagine, ata watu 100, they tell you not to give up on what you want to do. And then you as a person, like, you've just already made up your mind, like, you want to give up on this thing that you want to do. You will just give up, as in, and there is nothing those 100 people will maybe, like, try to convince you to get back to your roots. I don't know if I'm making sense. But the decision will always start with you. The decision, the first decision that you'll ever make, it's not even all about others. It's just all about you. Because, yani, that September 7th last year, a time like a day like today, I just took my phone, and then this friend of mine that introduced me to this podcast thing, imagine I called her, I just took my phone. Na sayo nisha download hadi Anchor FM, by the way. I just took my phone, and then I dialed her number. And then I was like, hello, babes, you know what? I can't. I just can't. She was like, you can't what? I can't do this podcast thing. As in, like, nimejaribu, imenishinda. So she was like, okay, you can't? Nikambia tu mimi? As in, like, tell me something else. I trust in myself and I believe I'm kind of good in media. But e-podcast thing, like, sielewi, na nikama ata siwezi, na nikama sitaifanya. So she was like, you won't do it? Mimi, I won't. She was like, okay. Now let me tell you what happens as human beings, yeah? One thing I always feel is, like, anytime you as a person, you ask a question, or you are maybe trying to, like, get an opinion from someone, you already have the answer. Huh? You already have the answer. Now, as I was like maybe trying to tell her that I won't do this podcast episode, all I wanted to hear from her is zile za like, no, boy, you can do this. You can just try, you know. And zile za like, kwani, as in like, see, you just try. Plus, there are so many other podcasts uneza get, as in like you will just learn as time goes by, you get. As in, I think that is what I wanted to hear from her at that particular moment, you get. Then she's here, I'm like calling her and she's like, okay, umesema utaifanya. I'm like, mi aki, imenishinda, like I just won't do it. So she was like, okay. Now let me tell you that okay ilifanya nilipenduka, nikapenduka, nikaka right, nikaka vizuri upright, nikarudi, nikainama, nikasikia nilale chini. As in, I really tried. Yani, that okay was just there. As in, nafunga hivi macho, nafungua, and I was just hearing her okay. Then I was like, yani, you couldn't even try to convince me, as in, nifanye tu hii kitu ama nijaribu. So this is whereby I tell you, as in, like, the decision is always with you. You know, so many people, like, wanaweza kukuencourage, maybe you can do that, you can do that, you can do that. But you, as a person, if you've not already made up your mind, as in, like, you want to do this, believe you me, you won't do it. Kwa sababu you are the first person that is like, it always starts with you. Yeah? It always starts with you. It's always about you. So as in like anything anyone wants to tell you about you, the first decision that will be made, it will always start with you. So I was like, yani you would even convince me. Ah, yeah. I really felt, sijui yara nilisikia aje kwa sababu sijui nilikuwa na expect aje. But then again, she was like, okay. And I was like, mbona nisifanye, you know? As in zile za like, why shouldn't I just try? Kwa sababu nimesema, as in nime download hadi yo app, but then again, hata sijajaribu. And then here I am, I'm like, just saying zile za like, I can't do it. Me, I'm this kind of a person who really doubts herself, yeah? I really doubt myself a lot. Before I do something, I really doubt myself. But then, when I make up my mind, hey, hapo utantoa, let me tell you. Hapo utantoa. So, I really thought about that and I was like, kwani how many people have done this podcast thing? I was like, let me just do it. Kwani see, like, all I have to do is like, maybe just try. It doesn't have to be perfect the first episode or the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. But all I know is that I'll be learning, you know. As in this life, as in like, I always say as in like, not everybody has it all figured out. And not everybody knows everything, you know. Maybe what I know, you don't know. Maybe what you know, I don't know, you know. So as in like, this life, as in like, we learn, we relearn, we unlearn. So as in like, that is just life, yeah? So like, that is just life. So I was like, maybe I might not know about this podcast so much. But whatever I know for now, like, let me just start implementing it. And then with time, maybe I will know, like, how people are supposed to do, how people do these things, you know. Everything will just unfold with time. So, I really researched. And then everything nilikuwa naangalia, ilikuwa tu inasema, oh, podcast, it educates, sijui, it encourages, motivates. Then I was like, now, what do I even want my podcast to do? Like, do I want it to educate? Like, because on a job podcast pia, like ziko so many, I don't know, like ziko so many types of podcast, yeah? Kuna sports podcast, kuna about entertainment, kuna about politics, kuna, there are so many things, kuna self-improvement. Now that is where I think Hideout Podcast falls. Yeah, I think that is where Hideout Podcast falls. Yani, there are so many types of podcasts. Kuna the sexuality, kuna about sexuality. There are so many types of podcasts, you guys, I'm telling you. Now I was like, what? I don't even have an idea. Sasa wacha idea, kama I didn't even have a name for my podcast, yeah? But all I knew is that when I first did Conman, because, hey, sinimwambia, yani niliibiwa Ruiru, niliibiwa, we, Nairobi yaki mumenitesa, guy. I think I should just go, narudi home, narudi nyumbani. Where is Nameless, man? I need to play that song today. Nasikia nirudi nyumbani. Nirudi home of champions. But hey, guys, as I just said, as in like, everything works for a reason. There is a reason why you are where you are today. There is a reason why you are where you were yesterday, you get. And the other day, the following, yani ivyo. There is a reason why you'll be where you'll be tomorrow. So, like, everything always works out for good. That is Romans 28. So, niko hapa hivi, niko na idea, yes, neza wafanyia about Conman. But then again, I don't even have the name for the podcast. But then again, as I was now telling this story about Villani Maybiwa and how, you know, because at that particular time, I had this person alikuwa nani support and all that. So, I was like, and, you know, as like, God really has so many plans for us, you know. Kwa sababu nilikuwa zile za like, everything just worked out. In as much as so many times I felt like my heart was down, like wherever that place I was, like nilikuwa na feel like that was the end. Like God always showed me like, I'm really not done with you yet. Wamboi, you know what? I'm really not done with you. So I was like, wow, okay. As in, like, in as much as it felt like that was the end, as in, like, the end of something signifies, rather, it indicates the beginning of another. Yeah? The end of something. It shows, rather, it indicates the beginning of another. So anytime I was down and I thought that was the end, like, God always showed me, like, bado hujafika penye nataka uende. So like, you really need to get up there, you really need to get out from that comfort zone, you really need to get out of that self-pity state that you are in, and you move forward. So that is how I came up with the name. That is how I came up with the name, From Grass to Grace. Yeah, Hideout Podcast was called From Grass to Grace. Hey, that name was, it was encouraging. Hey, it was encouraging, from grass to grace, because anytime I'd sit down and I'd reflect on how far, like, God has brought me, like, in letter two to that to that to that to that name, like, from grass to grace. But then again, as we went by, as we processed and we went on, as in, it just felt like, okay, from grass to grace has been used, I don't know, like, some podcasts have the same name. So I was like, let me just try looking for another name. So I think that is how I came up with the Hideout Podcast. That is how I came with Hideout Podcast. So Hideout simply means, as in, like, Hideout simply means a safe space for people to talk about whatever they're feeling without feeling judged. And, you know, as I always say, like, we all have a story to tell, and we are all stories to be told. So anytime you feel like, as in, like, you feel like you have something to say and you don't even know where to say it, like, I'm just here to tell you that Hideout Podcast has your back. And as you know, you're not alone. Yeah, you might be somewhere in between or somewhere beyond, but you are never alone. No one is ever alone. Like, you might think that that is the end of you, but I can tell you for a fact that you are never alone. And Hideout Podcast has your back. So me, I can just say that this podcast, as in, ever since I started this podcast, I think I have really evolved as a person, yeah? I have really evolved as a person, me as a person, first of all, I have really evolved kwa sababu it has really made me learn so much. I have really met with people I never thought I would. I have really made friends. I have really made a name for myself out here. And wow, all I can just say is that 1 year of me podcasting has been amazing. And 1 year of you guys listening to my voice has been even more amazing, because, as in, I've told you, as in, like, podcasting is funny, because all you have to do is just sit down and you listen to my voice. I don't know if my podcast episodes makes you happy, but I think one episode I'm sure that made you happy is Con Man. I Con Man. I still laugh anytime I listen to that podcast episode. But let me not lie, you know. Unaona vile wewe husikii, as in, ukisikiza VN yako. Now that is how I always feel. Me hata ukiweza kuwa kandangu and then you're listening to my podcast, I'll just, no, please. Buy earphones, tafadhali. Tafadhali, buy earphones. You get? So I'm like, I don't know. But I feel like I really hope I made an impact in someone's life, you know. I really hope I encouraged someone out there. I really hope I educated someone on matters, rather things that they didn't know. I really hope I made you realize your self-worth the whole of last year, yeah? I really hope Hideout Podcast changed your life, maybe in one way or another. I really hope my podcast moved you in any way, yeah? And Hideout Podcast, it really made a lot of friends, you know. I think I have really networked, and I'm really praying, you know. I'm really praying that this new year of Hideout Podcast, we are going to have more fun on these podcast episodes, you know. Because tuko episode 24. Now this is our 25th. Now when I upload this will be our 25th episode. Anyway, I'm just telling you, as in, like, all those episodes zenye tumefanya from one, you know, from from conman tukaenda becoming great, tukaenda apology languages, a law of attraction, boundaries, priorities, what else? Hey, tumefanya mingi, tumefanya toxicity, tumefanya manze, yani you guys, I can't even remember others, but you know what, has it, like, it has just been an amazing time. I have really had fun because unajua, as in, like, anytime you do something, as in, like, imagine doing something for a whole year, and then imagine you sitting down and listening to my voice for a whole year, manze. See, that is too much love and too much passion and too much support from you guys. And I can tell you for a fact that this year is going to be even more amazing because we are going to have, hopefully, and I am really praying. So we have said, imwezi tumingia na everything, amen, yeah? Apa, ata, ata, apa, Hideout Podcast, everything, amen. So we are going to have so many amazing guests because, as you realized, as in, like, the whole of last year, the whole of last year's episodes, mingi, I think I did alone, but then others, I think others nilifanya, hey, nilifanya ingina vubo na jamba flani hapo mnoma sana, by the way, anaitwa Mula. Aye, he's a very good and amazing photographer. You should go really check him out. And it was South Africa. South Africa, by the way, he's a very good friend of mine. And it was Muli, yeah? So Muli is a very amazing and amazing photographer. So I didn't learn a lot about photography. And he still owes me a video, a snippet. Yeah, it's called snippet. A snippet of Hideout Podcast. But then again, iyo nitampata huko kando, huko nyuma ya tent tuongee hiyo maneno. And then I did another episode with anaitwa Chief Sam. Inaitwa nini hiyo? Ilikuwa inaitwa Priorities, of Priorities. That was an amazing podcast, manze. He came kwani huko LD, so he came to Eldoret and that is how we met. Eh, hey, manze, he's an amazing podcaster, by the way. Podcast yake inaitwa The Vibe Podcast, yeah? So, you guys, you should also go check his podcast out, anaitwa Chief Sam. And then I did another one with an amazing girl. And it was Cynthia. And it was Cynthia Mutsi. Hey, this girl is amazing. And they're talking of brains, eh? When you talk about brains, this girl now is an amazing person. We didn't even know each other. See, Yanni, I'm telling you, as in, like, this life, as in, like, everybody is in your life for a reason, I'm telling you, yeah? And God won't even put anyone in your life for a bad cause. Everyone that is in your life, me, I'm this kind of a person who is so positive. I know there is a toxic positivity, and we'll talk about that. Cynthia Obeskia, we should talk about that some other time, you know, the toxic positivity. But then again, like, no, I'm not the toxic positive kind of person, but I'm now talking about the positive side of me. Like, I really love taking things positively. So, I just feel like everyone that is in your life, rather anyone that you've crossed paths with, is in your life for a good cause, okay? So, because to cover Cynthia, we didn't even know each other. But then again, through a friend who is called Stephanie, that is how I came to know, like, Cynthia. And, you know, and it went on and on and on. And we've done, I think, almost 4 or 5 episodes together. So, you see? That is a good one. And then there is this now this guy, I don't know, he's just an amazing person, and it was Brian Kavalaji. Yeah, he's the host of Roroa Show. Kuna show kali sana inakuanga pale Facebook Live every Friday. Inaitwa Roroa Show. I'll be using his link, rather nitakuwa naeka link zake at least pale on Fridays. You'll be checking him out. I think you people, when you have my contact list, you always see me and him. And anytime you see me and him together, man, they just know that something is up, something is cooking somewhere. The same way, anytime you see me with Cynthia, you know that anything, something is cooking somewhere. So this Brian, hey, I don't even know where to start when I talk about him, because yeah, as in, like, this podcast, ever since I started this podcast journey, as in, like, I have really made impactful friendships, zenye. I don't even think I have ever made in my recent years, you know. Kwa sababu, he has really helped me out in a very big way, as in, I don't even know how to put that. But you know, as in this guy, imagine like I go to his school every Friday. Anytime I have a guest, I just call him and I'm like, hey, Brian, you know what? Niko na guest leo manze. And you know what? I don't have any place to record. So like, utanisaidia aje bana. So he's like, ah, you know what? Ah, no worries. Unaweza kuja shule yetu. Anasomea Riara University. So he's like, you can just come to my school. I don't mind. Na unajua hiyo time yenye ananiambia niende kwa sababu I'm always checking up on him every Friday kwa sababu I usually do my podcast episodes on a Friday. That is mostly on a Friday. And then tunaitengeneza by tuna edit by your Friday, maybe jioni na your Saturday, and then on Sunday we upload it on a Sunday, yeah. So that is how we usually do my podcast. So he's like, okay, ni sawa unaweza kuja na hiyo Friday yenye ananiambia niende. It's the same Friday that akona group yake, he has a team. They always do the recording the same Friday. Unajua wanafanya hizo mashows zao on that same Friday. But they always, like, imagine, like, I'm always, like, they always give me a chance to, like, do my recordings. They, like, they just give me a chance. They give me an opportunity. And you know what? All I can say is that thank you so much, Briar. You and your team, you have been an amazing. You have been part of Hideout Podcast. And, yeah, like, I don't even know how to repay you guys because, unajua, imagine that time as in like you really have a guest, you want to do a podcast episode, huna microphone, huna lapipe nyo uta edit, you totally have nothing. The only thing that you have now is your voice. Yeah, the only thing I used to have is my voice and my phone. And as you can compare, by the way, my recent episodes, yani the voice that now you people you listen to, inakuanga of good quality than the ones I used to record from Conman to Kenda Ivo Apology Languages, because I kind of used to like record my podcast episodes using my phone. Now niko hapa hivi niko kwa studio, a very beautiful studio, by the way, yeah? Studio ya shule, ukiona nikizunguka kwa hiyo kiti manze, unaweza sema I'm part of that school. But guess what? Ha! I'm just a guest who is so humbled, who is so honored to be part of that team. And you know what? Thank you so much for that, by the way. So, nimemalizana na Brian, Cynthia nimemalizana na Mulai, so nimemalizana na Chief Sam, and then we go to this amazing friend of mine. She is called Joanne. Huh? Joanne Matende Cherry. You guys, when you meko huko hivyo Instagram, meko mkiona huyo Eve Mungai, akipost TV, stylist wake, anaitwa Joanne. So, this Joanne, tulijuana manze, tulijuania wapi na Joanne. Tulijuania na Joanne, nikiwa Ghetto Radio. So this one time she's coming in, akona beshte yake, hapo hivyo anaitwa Becky Mudoni. Becky Mudoni, you guys wenye ni fans wa reggae, yeah? So you know Becky Mudoni. So Joanne is now here, she's coming, and then akona Becky Mudoni, and then mimi producer wangu ananiambia now, watu wakona wametoa ngoma. And I want you to listen to the songs, alafu ndio uniambie kama hiyo ngoma tunaweza cheza kwa show yetu ya reggae ama hapana. So I'm seated there, then I'm like, okay, why not? Sure. So wakanipatia ngoma zao, nikasikiza. Manze, nimeketi hapo kwa kiti. I'm really enjoying the music and I'm like, manze, this is a good one, bana. This is a good one. And imagine these people, we don't even know each other. So like wameingia kwa studio, wamenipata mimi niko hapo. So my producer is like, wambo, listen to their songs. Ikitubamba, tuweke on air. So me, I'm like, okay, why not? So, nikasikiza ngoma. So ngoma ikanibamba. So, then few minutes later, my producer came back. And then he's like, how are the songs? Like, zimekunai sama. Then I'm like, manze, what are you saying? Yani, hey, she has a beautiful voice. Now I'm talking about Becky kwa sababu Joanna is acting as the manager of Becky. So I'm like, manze, hey, uyu bana ni msanii bana. What are you saying? She has an amazing voice, manze. We should really, we should be playing her songs kwa show zetu. So my producer is like, okay, cool. So my producer is like, akawongelesha pupu wakambia ngoma zao zitakuwa zikienda on air. And yeah, so like Joanne was so impressed, as in she was so impressed because, I don't know, she was so impressed. I can tell you, let me tell you, as in like, there is a Kikuyu saying that says, weka wega ni weweka, as in like, if you do good, believe you me, like it will definitely come back to you, okay? if you do good, it will definitely come back to you. So Joanne, here now, because she's the manager to Becky Mudoni, she's like, wow, thank you so much for that. Then I'm like, no, cool, no worries. I'm like, it's okay. I'm naimba vizuri, so she sings well. So it's okay. Her song can just end on air. So she gave me her number. After she gave me her number, that is how I saved her number. And that is how we that was the first day we saw each other. And we never saw each other again until juzi vile tumekuja kuonana akiniletea Rapture Scientist kwa podcast yangu. Hey, you guys, see God. And I'm telling you, as in, like, if you do good, as in, like, just be kind to others, because, you know, you never know. Because I anytime I sit down and I'm thinking, zile za like, if I ever showed Joanne, as in, like, ningemonyesha madharao, zile za like, ningemonyesha tu madharao, she would have never introduced me to Rapture Scientist. Yeah? She would have never introduced me to Rapture Scientist. Rather, I would have never even met Rapture Scientist. Ningekuwa tu namsikizia tuko Hot 96. Then iko zile za like, wazena huu Rapture si ni mnoma. But ingekuwa zile za like, I would have never met Rapture Scientist. So, that is why I'm telling you, as in, like, everybody you meet in your life, like, there is a reason why they are in your life, yeah? And God will not put people in your life for a bad cause. It's always for the good cause. So it's up to you to, like, maybe try and see, like, the reason as to why somebody is in your life. So, we move from that, and then I did an interview with a Rapture Scientist. Hey, manze! Hey, I was so happy, as in, guy, you people, you have no idea. As in, like, Rapture is so humble, yani, you guys. Hey, you. Me, I don't even know how I should say this. Now, we moved from that about Rapture, and I was so excited and I was so happy. And yeah, you guys, he promised us another episode, by the way, see just how. So we'll still look for him. And then we moved from that now. Then I did another episode with who? I did this episode with, not really an episode, because this one now was me being interviewed. Nilikuwa nafanyiwa interview nikiwa wapi, nikiwa Switch TV. Now let me tell you how I came to, like, this Switch TV. So, mimi na kerere yangu nikiwa huko kwa Instagram, I came across this one particular girl. She's called Judy. So, anajita JJ Pala. Yeah, I hope I've said that correct. Because English yangu ni ya huko hivyo. Unajua wale watu wa group of schools. Wale watu wa academy. Na sisi watu wa others. So, Judy. We've never met. So Judy, tukapatana tu hivyo Instagram, and then I DM'd her, tukaongea. Kidogo, mimi Judy, I'm kind of trying to, like, invite her to my podcast. Kidogo, I'm seeing her on Legally Clueless. Yeah, Delo Nyango. So I'm like, wow, Kai, that is so amazing. As in, I don't know, I just feel like, as in, like, you will always cross paths with people for a reason, yeah? Uyo Judy, now we're just talking. I don't even know her. She doesn't even know me. But then we exchange contacts, and then that is that. So, Juzi, I'm just sitting there. And then, you know, tukaongea hivyo. Nikamwambia, like, I would like to invite her to my podcast. She was like, okay, cool. So, tukaongea. Kambia nataka kuinvite kwa podcast yangu. She was okay with that. So, nimekaka Juzi tu hivi. I'm just chilled here at home. Then kidogo nasikia na nitext na niambia zile za like, there is kuna vile tunapanga huku kwa studio, because I knew she was working at Switch. So alikuwa ananiambia zile za like, tunapanga interview fulani hapo about podcast, and I don't know, like, would you like to be part of it? Ay, you guys, what are you saying? Man, I was super. Yani, I don't even know how to express that, but I was super excited and happy, manzi. Yeah? I was super happy and excited because huko hivyo online, as in, like, kuna vile, like, hizo jobs, mnajua huko kwa email, zile za jobs, job mags, ama sijua inaitwa nini. So, like, nakuanga nime-activate ya Switch. So, Switch, anytime walikuwa natumanga, hizo, anytime, like, huwa wakona wanapost story na job vacancy, like, I'm always seeing it na I always try. Like, I always try applying job. Yeah, switch. So there was this one time, I think even before I went back home, that is, I think, before 2020. Anytime, like, I will watch your chat spot, ya kina, ya kina, ya, kina Nana Witi, Joyce Maina, Kush, na I think your time, pia, Mary Mwikali was there. So anytime I would watch their shows, I was like, man, I would really love to, like, go to this, like, I would really love to go, maybe be a part of Switch, or just, I don't know, maybe just see, nione tu penye Switch inakuangazi, like, have you ever, like, had so much passion for something, hadi unatamani tu, like, uende tu uione, like, not even getting close, as in, I just see, nione tu, like, wow, pando penye Switch TV inakuanga, guy, wow, okay. As in, I had even Googled, there was this one time I had even Googled the location, and I was like, nilikuwa najiambia, mimi naweza peleka tu papers zangu, like, whether watazichukua ama watazichukua, but I'll just know that wa, manzee Switch TV na kuanga tu hapa. So, yani, as in, like, juzi, so when Judy, like, texted me, like, there is an interview, and they're doing it about podcasts. And if I would like to be part of it, like, I was so taken aback. Yeah, I don't know, like, it kind of reminded me way back when, okay, now I'm emotional, when I really wanted to go to Switch, at least to nione, like, not even getting close, but nione. And then, here I am now today. Yeah, I went to Switch, and I did that interview with one amazing journalist, and it was Brian Mwenda, and he was so friendly. He was I was so comfortable, you know. I was like, that was such an amazing interview that I did about podcast, and I can't believe that nilienda Switch TV yenye nilikuwa natamaningi kwenda. And, you know, on the way there, I met Mary Mwikali, and we took a picture, and I told her about my podcast, and wow, yani, I didn't even know how I should react. Yani, how do you people even react when you meet this, ni celebs, should I call them celebs? Because mimi, I don't even know how one is supposed to react. Hey, nilisikia nimrukia kwa mgongo, nimrukia kwa uso. Guy, I was like, guy, you're so pretty in person. Yeah, embarrassing moments, but as in, like, I was excited, as in, like, because imagine this is that person mwenye nimekuwa, like, kuna time nilim DM, and I was like, wow, yani, as in, like, una ni motivate, I really love your shows, I'm a huge fan of yours. And then here she was, like, she was just standing, as in, like, she was standing in front of me, and I'm like, now how am I even supposed to react, you get? As in, I really thank God, because this podcast has really made me meet people when I never thought I would. And it has really made me make impactful friendships. And it has really made me have an amazing audience like you guys. Yani mnakatu wa upu, and then you're listening to my voice. That is so much love. You guys, you repost my links. You guys, you tell people about your podcast. I hope, about this podcast, I hope you do, or which I know you do, and any of you guys have been really so supportive. My sister is such an amazing, yani, she's my number one fan, which I want ule msem loyal manze, that is my sister is she's my number one supporter manze. Then you go to my parents, they are always like, tumesikiza podcast yako mpya, by the way, episode. Then I'm like, wow, I really thank God because I have such an amazing family. And you guys, you know, those friends that turned into family, you're always supporting me, my best friend, you know. My best friend is also a very huge supporter of mine. And by the way, you guys, as in, like, about the Sondeka Awards, yeah? Today is 7th. Oh, sorry. Kuna pikipiki inapita. Imeenda. Okay. Nafanya hii podcast episode nje, nimeketi nje. So, about the Sondeka Awards, by the way, you guys, tomorrow is 8th, and the Sondeka Award is to happen tomorrow on 8th, so I'm really crossing my fingers, because I've just told you, that, like, everything works out for good, yeah, everything works out for good, and I'm this kind of a person who is always so positive, so I'm really hoping and praying and wishing and, yani, hoping and praying, yeah, I'm really hoping that
the award ceremony or whatever is going to be awesome. And because Hydrot Podcast has now turned one today, and tomorrow is the award ceremony, I really hope that we find favor. We, you know, I'm including you, Manze, because you guys are part of Hideout Podcast. So I'm including you here. So I'm really hoping we find favor in the eyes of the Lord tomorrow. I'm really hoping we find favor in the eyes of those people when they don't even know us, yeah? And all I can say is that you guys keep on implementing those ideas. Any idea that you have, keep on implementing. And whatever that you're just doing to keep you sane, whatever you're just doing, mazezi piki piki loni mingi, whatever you're just doing to keep you sane, please keep on doing that, because you are amazing, you are lovely, you are beautiful, you are so much more. You're so much more than your wounds, you're so much more than your pain. You are worthy of it all. You deserve all the love, you deserve good health, you deserve financial stability. And this year it's going to be an amazing year. And also those people when you nimewa promised tutafanya podcast episodes and then we've never done. Si nimewaambia manze nilikuanga na mashida, yani I didn't even have a place for us to record. But you know what? I really thank God, because I feel like now I have a place where we can record. I feel like we can now do more productive podcast episodes. And by the way, as in like most of my episodes last year, that is why am I saying last year? Most of my podcast episodes zenye tumekuwa tukifanya, you've just been hearing more about more of my voice. And now we are going to turn of events here, yeah? Now we are going to hear more of your voices, you people, your voices, you my friends, you my audience, as in like, if you have anything, if you have any story that you would like me to share, that you would like us to share on our podcast, just send it in and I'll be listening. And I am so waiting to hear your feedbacks, you guys. So thank you so much for that 1 year. It has been an amazing journey. You guys have been such an amazing audience. You have been very good friends. You have been such a loving family. As in, I'm really praying for so much episodes. I'm really praying that this podcast will take us far. I'm really praying that whatever that you're doing, may it be in school, may it be you've opened a biz somewhere, may it be just whatever that you're doing, anything that is helping you to keep sane, just keep doing it. And if all you're just doing is trying to just hold on and be you, that is all. The world needs a person like you. There is a place for people like you. So keep on being you. Keep on doing you. And as I finish, there is this one author, one writer. He's called Steve Jobs. He says, "For the past 33 years, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, will I want to do what I'm about to do today? So I don't know, like anytime you just look at yourself in the mirror, like ask yourself, like whatever I'm doing today, like is this what I want to do? As in like, if this was the last day of me on this earth, like will I be proud of the person that I have become? Will I be proud of the things that I have done? Will I be proud of the thing that I was about to do that day? So like, let that always be a motivation to you. Just keep on being you. Keep on doing you. And people work better when they know what the goal is and why. So always know what your goal is. And don't lose your focus. Just keep on being amazing. Keep on being loving. And keep on spreading the good news about Hideout Podcast to those people. And we have so many episodes that are coming our way this September. And as we go on. So by the way, September babies, a very happy birthday to you all. Kina Royalty, Kimani. Hey, you guys are so many. You guys are very many. Derek, kuna nani wengine wenye yetu mepita, Charlotte, and I. You know what? And Hideout Podcast after today, by the way, Hideout Podcast yako. Birthday yako inaisha leo, okay? Hadi tena next year, September. So you guys, wenye mko na birthday, manze, you September babies, I wish you a very happy birthday in advance. And you guys, I also wish you a very productive month. I wish you a month full of blessing. I wish you a month full of love, a month full of peace and financial stability and good health and all that. And I'm really praying that God will just open doors, as in like everything, amen, yeah? Everything, amen, this new year.
and everything is going to be okay. So just keep on, and remember, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity, but the optimistic person sees opportunity in every difficulty. So it's with no further ado, have a very nice afternoon, and thank you so much. Until next time, same time, same day. Bye bye.